It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim. Let me explain Now Crocodile. He is a friend of a friend who works here. And this guy is single, and he's interested in Jamie White. And this person that works here has tried to hook the two of them up. Well, since we started talking about it, Niall's taking it upon himself to go ahead and text the show on Textnado and just take the bull by the horns, right?
No, that's cringe.
What?
It's cringe.
What do you mean it's cringe? I was just explaining where we're at right now. Okay. I'm not saying that you need to go.
Just saying the bull by the horns would be this, in my opinion. Okay. What? So I always have this problem where people want to date the show and not Jamie.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I think he wants to date you.
Well, there is some, there's some intrigue about the show,
like
right?
Like a fascination.
Yeah, oh my God, you know, are they really like there? And so they tend to want to date the show and not Jamie, me. And so that's always a little awkward for me. Like, what are you really in it for? Like, you know, what?
It's hard to separate you and the show.
Well, it's hard to separate that.
So I don't know what he's done. I feel like that Niall has been very, not aggressive. He's very interested. Very interested in Jamie, not the show as much.
Okay, well, if that's the truth. Okay, yeah. If that's the truth and you don't want to be a part of the show, what you do is you contact our friend, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
You ask her to ask me if she can give him my number. And then you just text me and not the show because you're more concerned about Jamie than the show.
Well, see, that's just boring as hell. That gives me no material to use on the show. I need material, Jamie, to move forward with this little, little love fest
and
here.
And the thing is, if he just did that, then he wouldn't really be a part of the show. So I think he is enjoying being a part of the show, which is very concerning to me because we know, you know and I know, we've dated people like that that just are show people. Does that make sense?
Man, oh man, oh man. The show part is so much better than that bull crap that you're explaining now.
No, because if you really want to take bull by horns, you do it correctly and respectfully. And you contact Danielle and you go, hey, can you ask Jamie if I can have her phone number? And I would obviously say yes. And then she would give Niall my phone number and then he would text me. And we could do this privately.
Niall, just hang in there. I may have to go out with you, Niall, before it's said and done. Okay, buddy? Just hang in there. Okay.
All right,
so we got another text.
Oh my God.
As you know, we had a text last week, and Niall had gone off to Hawaii with Mommy, okay?
Mommy.
And so he texted us from Hawaii a couple of times, and we read those on the air. Well, then we went a day there, and we never heard from him.
Right.
And I got quite concerned for your love life, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I got quite concerned, and I mentioned it yesterday.
We
Niall, where the hell are you? Where you at, Niall?
Yeah.
And so this morning I walk in. First thing I do.
Shocker, he texted the show.
I go to Spadil, and I say, Spadil, you got to log me in here with Textnado. I got to find out about Niall. See if he texts. Sure enough. Oh, my gosh. My day was made because there it was from Niall himself. All right, you ready?
Yeah, because
all right, let me read what he wrote that I found on the system this morning. Okay. Spadil, can you give me a little music for this?
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever
knocking boots, man.
Once I get my hands on
hey, check it. Perfect song, Spadil. Perfect.
So that is another point. Wait.
Oh, knocking boots, baby.
She knows my name. Knows
hey, guys, Jamie, this is great.
How'd she get in
this
my
This is my story, not yours. So can I agree with Carson on something?
What?
You are keeping the show portion of this alive, and I don't want this to be a show.
All right, you're right.
You just want to take it down.
And he is right. Carson is right. You are the BJ Torpedo. It's happened year after year
after year.
That's how long we've been together
got it.
Of my
got
life.
It.
And there's a few more years.
Well, it's a shame to have these texts and not read them. So I'm going to go ahead and read them.
Oh,
all right, so here's what I'll do.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do.
Right.
Spadil, no more knocking boots, okay? Just give me something else.
stop
like a pony. But now kill the music. Kill the music. Jamie's getting disgusted with me. All right, let me just read. Let me just read.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Do that.
I like having the music support, though. All right. This is from Now Crocodile as of this morning. He said, back from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Of course I tune in. That means that he was questioning, you know, yesterday. Yeah. That BJ torpedo, it hit me right between the eyes. But it's going to take more than that to sink this big boat.
You did not write that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Let me see. No, you hold on. No, I'm looking. I got to get these on. Hold
oh,
on.
My God.
I can vouch.
Go ahead and do this.
I don't see it.
Yeah, at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom line.
That's where it starts.
With our text data, you have to read upwards.
It doesn't say anything between his eyes.
Well, I'm adding.
He says, words. Of course I tune in. The BJ torpedo hit me, but it will take more to sink the ship. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what he said.
But there's no
let me read it my way.
There was no eyeballs.
Of course I tune in. That BJ torpedo hit me right between the eyes.
He didn't say that.
But it'll take more than that to sink this big boat. I love that part.
He said a ship.
I suppose I'm forced now to ask Jamie out on a date through Textnado.
No.
Publicly.
That's exactly what she doesn't want to happen.
Does that say that?
So here goes.
It
does.
Yeah, it does.
It does, yes.
Verbatim.
Well, I have to ask Carson because he has.
I can verify.
He's honest.
I can verify.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was no big old boat. It was a ship.
So here goes.
And there were no eyeballs.
Fidel, can you give me that music again?
Boy, I love you so.
So here goes.
Go. He's really asking me out on the freaking text name.
Jamie.
Never
said
that word.
Every show. Jamie, would you like to go out on a date with me? I totally agree that bar bingo would not be the appropriate way to do this. But what would you think would be the best first date? Bye-bye, Niall.
Her and a friend named Lynn and Vin. They checked me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them reset my pocket.
Holiday Inn.
She blew me a kiss. I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to.
They didn't get this. God. I'm not done. Hang on just a second.
When can I address that?
After I read the next one. You got to have this next one here in order to put the pieces of the puzzle together, okay? Because the next one is a big surprise we got this morning, not only from Now Crocodile, but from a former girlfriend.
Oh, those always go well. We had that one with Superman?
Yeah.
Superman's girlfriend, our ex-girlfriend, chimed in.
This is the ex-girlfriend. Fidel, hit it again.
Ooh, boy, I love you so.
That's a great tune. That's a great. Off to the Holiday Inn we go. All right, here's what the old girlfriend says. She says, oh my gosh, I totally know Niall. We dated a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Now, I don't want anyone to know that I've written this show.
This is how it went with Superman last time.
She then says, I just want to say, Now Crocodile is very charming.
Okay, that's not how it went with Superman.
Just saying.
Well,
now, how about that?
Okay.
A former girlfriend has put the stamp of approval on Now Crocodile.
That's his mom texting him.
I mean, honestly, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
But the thing is, I mean, it could be his mom going, and he's like, hey, mom, text the show.
It could be him texting from one of his friends, from Danielle's number.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Maybe he used Danielle's phone.
What do you think, Jamie? You've seen his picture. He's a good-looking dude.
He's got good teeth, and that's my thing.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
They're all lined up perfectly.
And
I'm really a fan of good teeth.
He seems nice. He's got a great personality, it seems.
He has a job.
You've never had that
before.
That's a step
up.
I know.
No.
Yeah, that is a step up.
Yeah.
Well, here's what...
You've always dated Checkbook Charlie.
We never named him Checkbook Charlie. At least I know of. He didn't have a checkbook.
That's what I called him. Checkbook Charlie. Yeah, he's always taking your checkbook from you. Yeah.
No.
All right, so what do you think? Now, Crocodile. I kind of like this.
Do you think I have to pay his alimony too?
No. I don't think so. And the former girlfriend, that's really what tops it off for me this morning, because he was kind of iffy. I got to be honest with you, okay? Off in Hawaii with my mommy and all that. But when the former girlfriend comes back and gives you a thumbs up saying that he's very charming, charming is a good word for
that
a guy.
That is a good word. But again, we don't have proof who it is, right? Yeah, right.
We don't care at this point. Yeah, I don't care.
I care. And number two, here's what I don't like, okay? What? As long as that... All right, the fact that he says he agrees with me that bar bingo is not an appropriate first date, that is fantastic.
He agreed with
right,
that.
He did agree with that. What I don't like is him asking me, what is an appropriate first date for you?
See, you got to take the bull by the horns on that and just be like, this is what we're
doing. No, you're missing it. You're missing it.
You don't ask me what I do. You plan it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You take the bull by the horns as a guy, and you're like,
I thought you were saying you as in me.
No. Now we come back to the show. Jamie comes off as intimidating in a way to date. So he doesn't want to blow it that way. So he's asking you, what would you like to do as far as doing something?
You know what I am?
You are intimidating.
I'm a little flower.
You intimidate me right now.
I'm a tiny, tiny flower.
All right. What do you think
about
just
blows in the wind quietly and
Let's think about it and see if we hear from him again.
But you understand, like, that, it's not an intimidation thing. I hate starting out like that. I'm saying it would have been, like, I need, like, man, right? Yeah. I need man.
Like, I picked you up. We go on dates. Yeah. This is where we'll be.
Yes, I need man like that.
Maybe after the show, he'll be down in the parking lot with some raw meat in his mouth. Who knows? With his shirt off.
No, but, you know, because I already like, have my own life, and I have my, you know, I'm buttoned up, right? I have everything. I don't need anybody, right? I have my own money. I have my own stuff. And so, but what I would like to have is, like, man. You know?
Man.
Not like, so where would you want to go? Like, what would be good for you? Like, where do you want to, like, what would be perfect for you?
Huh? No, there you go. No, you got
to
work with it.
That's how
what
it sounded
What are you
going to
do now, Nal?
Don't you hear his voice going,
no, I don't. I don't hear that at all.
Where do you want to go? What would be good for you?
No, see.
I want man.
I feel like you're the one
Grab me by the hair. Take me place.
No, that's, I see him as being a guy that's being very considerate. I don't know. All right, well, you make the decision. Okay, well, it's up to you. I'm sure we'll hear from him again.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yay.
And he'll be manly the next time.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.